I don't know what the hell that girl does. I can't even find a plus one. My mama says I'm just too picky, I guess. But isn't that better than selling life short for someone that you're settling for? There's nothing wrong if it takes a bit longer to figure it out. At least that's what I tell myself.
You just heard a snippet of the brand new single Right On Time by country star Lindsay L. About to step on stage for the season finale of City TV's Canada's Got Talent, award-winning artist Lindsay L. is celebrating the release of her new single Right On Time. She is putting a voice to the pressure she feels as a career-focused woman in her 30s with Right On Time. It is an anthem for anyone who has felt pressured to be someone or something that they aren't, while working on timelines determined by social norms. Here to talk about her new chapter in her life and her new single is country star Lindsay L.
Hi, Kim.
How are you? Great to have you back on the show.
Oh my gosh, it's so great to be back on the show. Thank you for having me.
Oh, we are so proud of you. Look at everything that you got going on right now, girl.
Hey, well, life is just fun when you can live it, right? And the sky's the limit when you believe in what you can do. And I'm so grateful for the past year and everything that's happening right now. It's been a lot of fun.
It's funny when we look at everything that we're going through right now, and so many people have accomplished some pretty amazing things. And it's always so important to look at the silver lining when it comes to tough times. And I know that this is a new journey for you. You have just finished, well, you're doing the City TV's Canada's Got Talent. What a great gig for you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I've had so much fun on Canada's Got Talent. It's been such a blast, and being able to work with the producers and the crew and my fellow judges. I've just had the time of my life doing TV, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed we get renewed for a second season. It's just been so much fun. We're actually flying up for the live finale next week, and Simon Cowell's coming in for it.
Oh, so cool!
It'll be a really good time.
Are you nervous about meeting Simon?
No, I'm excited more than anything. I definitely want to do a good job. You know, the big boss is coming in, but I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a great week.
He's a huge fan of yours.
He is?
Yes.
Well, that's amazing. That's so good to learn. That's so nice to hear.
Well, if that eases things up just a little bit. Yeah, he absolutely adores you and loves the work you're doing. You are just such an amazing star, and I'm just so really happy for you at this stage in your life and everything you've accomplished, because, man, you've worked so hard for this.
Oh, girl, thank you so much for saying that. I mean, it's if any of us were to look in the past and, like, try to trace the steps that we've taken to get to where we are, I don't think any of us could, you know, really trace the path correctly. Mm-hmm. But that's part of the journey of it, you know, and I'm just so grateful for the journey that I've had and the path that I've had, and so excited about everywhere I'm going. And I'm just grateful for the people I get to work with on a day-to-day basis.
It's so amazing to watch your journey from where you started to where you are now. When you take a look at success and what you were thinking when you first started in the music journey to where you are today, what does success mean to you now?
Oh my gosh, that's such a beautiful question, Kim. You know, when I first signed my record deal, it was like eyes wide open. I am ready to take over the world. I am ready to be a rock star mom. Like, let's do this thing. And you know, I still have, you know, my eyes wide and bright and inspired a lot of times, but I'm just, I guess, a little bit more realistic now. Mm-hmm. I'm still so committed to my craft and my job, and I feel grateful that I can wake up every morning and call this my job. But, you know, success is far less getting to the destination, and it's far more the journey of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's far more the process and the unfolding and the not necessarily knowing what the next place is or step is, and just truly living in the moment and truly trying to connect the dots in the right order that they're supposed to be. And that's been like a hard lesson to learn, but a beautiful lesson to learn in the mm-hmm. same light. And through that, you know, I feel like I've really gotten to step into who I am. You know, I just released a song called Right on Time, and it kind of talks exactly about this. You know, shortly after I turned 30, I had a lot of my friends who were getting married and having babies and checking all of these life boxes that, because I was so focused on my career, I was not anywhere near close to checking. You know, I didn't even have a boyfriend at the time. I was just like head down, career, go.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused me to step back and look at things and be like, am I falling behind? Am I not doing this right to how it's supposed to be done? And I just think that we're all on our own journey. You know, we're all figuring our stories out one piece at a time and one chapter at a time. And there's a beauty in that. You know, there's a beauty in realizing that things will fall into place in your life when they should. And we so often think we have the most miraculous timing for what should happen in our life and when it should happen, and the universe or God or whatever you believe, you know, has its way of proving us
well, it's
wrong, you know, and showing us the true way. And so yeah, I'm just super, super grateful. I feel like you know, I'm where I'm supposed to be in my life at this moment, and that's a good feeling to feel.
It's amazing when you finally get to that place where you
yes.
have some direction now, where you feel like, you know what, I am not in control of life. It's going to happen with or without me. And you need to be able to enjoy those snippets of time and being able to make those memories in each accomplishment that you've had, and making sure you just take that time in to breathe it in for a minute and just remember where you are, so that you can remember this years down the line with all that you've accomplished so far.
So, so, so true. That's so beautifully said.
I am so proud of you. And this is just such an incredible journey. And just to be able to see you exactly where you are right now is such a special, special moment for you and this brand new song that you got out. Talk about writing this one.
Yes. Thank you so much, Kim. I love you so much. You know, it was that moment after I had just turned 30 that I felt like I was falling behind in life. And I really wanted to write a song that spoke to, okay, we don't need to answer to anybody else's schedule, program, and we shouldn't be comparing our lives to someone else's life, because they're on their journey and we're on ours.
Mm-hmm.
And if anything, you don't want to be living someone else's life, because that's theirs, you know, and that's their journey, that's their trajectory, and you are on your own, which is far better than you could ever truly want, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just really wanted to write a song that was a message, and a message specifically to women. I think this message, you know, is heard by a lot of people, whatever your gender is, however you show up in the world, whatever your age is, but specifically to women, I think that women are so pressured to hit the right time in their life, the time
mm-hmm.
to be beautiful, the time to maybe be a mother, the time to, you know, really hit their career right. And I think that it's really important for us just to remember it's okay to like say that we're doing it our own way and in our own time, and that may mean, you know, that we're doing it differently than the person right next to us.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, societal pressures or social media are so real. They're so real. And I think it's very easy to fall subject to some of those pressures in our lives, and so I just really wanted to write a song that was a it was a good reminder to specifically females being like, you are living your life right. You are living your life exactly the way you should, and things are falling in place in your life when they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful thing to be able to give yourself, you know.
It's grace. A special, special gift to be present in your own life, because we always forget that. We're always watching everybody else, and just being present in your own life, in your own skin. And that takes time, you know, to be able to learn that lesson. And to, you know,
it really, really does.
Yeah, this anthem that you've written for all of us women out there that have working so hard and balancing life and still being present in your own before it's too late. Because a lot of us, you know, once we get to a certain age, it's like, what did I actually accomplish? And you got to be present every single day and be so grateful for what you've accomplished. And you are doing that
exactly. And realizing that it's never too late.
Nope.
You know, it's never too late to flip the script, to do something differently, to decide you want to start walking in a different direction. Like,
mm-hmm.
every day is a new day, and I know this sounds like kind of meta and big heady, but you are in charge of your own life, and you don't need to look to someone else's timeline and be like, well, I'm behind, I'm late. No, you get to make those rules.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're 7 years old or 70 years old, like, it doesn't matter. You get to make those rules.
Taking the reins.
What you're doing, when you're doing it, why you're doing it.
Yeah. Taking the reins and making sure you're in control of your own life. And it's a pretty, pretty
Absolutely.
Sweet place to be. Pretty sweet place to be. We are so proud of you. I'm so grateful, you know, when you're talking directly to your fans on TikTok earlier this week, you know, stepping into that next chapter, capturing that perfect single that is going to speak to so many people. This song is just going to skyrocket for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Kim. I mean, I'm so excited about this song. I believe in it so much. It is truly my anthem right now. And so I just hope that there's a lot of people who find it, who need to hear it, and it can become theirs too.
You are preaching to all of us right now. You are so preaching this one.
Thank you. I'm happy to preach it.
Oh, you know what? We're so glad you wrote it, because we all need it right now. So many of us, and I'm one of those. So thank you so much. This is such an incredible, incredible song. Here is the brand new single, Right On Time, by country star Lindsay L, here on Music's Journey.
Got a friend who just got married again. I don't know what the hell that girl does. I can't even find a plus one. My mama says I'm just too picky, I guess. But isn't that better than selling life short for someone that you're settling for? There's nothing wrong if it takes a bit longer to figure it out. At least that's what I tell myself. The math if I met somebody tonight. Tickets sold, let a whole year go by us. And then the stars don't line up. Will that be 365 days, 52 weeks, 12 months that I've spent just to find out one person ain't the right one for me? Whatever that means. People make it look so easy. In and out of love so fast. I don't give it up that easy. Cause I won't put my heart. Yeah.
That was the brand new single Right On Time by country star Lindsay L. Is this any sign of what's going to be coming for this year? Because I know you got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, it's been so busy, and of course, you know that's the way I love it. And yeah, I'm
it's the only way you roll, girl.
It's the only way I roll, really. Yeah, I'm in the process of working on my third album. I'm so excited. I've been in the studio with Jay Joyce, who's just been like such an incredible force to work with in the studio. He's such just a creative genius, and it's been so much fun. And so I am working on my third album, touring a lot this year. It's so amazing to get back out on the road. You know, we were out with Blake Shelton last year, and it just felt so good to finally see people again. And now this year, it's amazing to be plugging into shows and festivals. We're opening up for Shania later this summer.
Oh, that's amazing.
I'm headed back over to the UK to be with Cadillac City, and we're going back over to Australia later. So it's going to be a busy year, and I'm just so for it.
And you got the CMA Fest June 10th. So that's going to be a really amazing show. That's going to be.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we always love playing CMA Fest, and it's so fun to be able to see it back this year. It's it all feels really good.
You always got to watch your Instagram, so if all the fans can just stay tuned there, they can catch the new shows, all the announcements that are coming up, because you got a whack load coming, and we are just so proud of you. Congratulations on this new single. Such a great one, and I am looking forward to watching everything that's coming up for you.
Oh, Kim, thank you so much. I always appreciate your support and your love. It means so much to me.
Oh, well, you know what? You mean so much to all of us, and I feel that kindredship with you, and I just really appreciate all of your hard drive and the work ethic that you've got. So you are just an incredible, incredible artist and an incredible woman.
Thank you so much.
You take care, and you know what? We are going to be watching with the finale when it comes to Canada's Got Talent on City TV. I am so looking forward to it. Congratulations on everything you've got going on, and we'll catch you on the road. I'm looking forward to doing an interview live.
I cannot wait for that, Kim. I cannot wait.
Big hugs. Big hugs, girl.
All right. Right back at you. Can't wait to see you soon.
Oh, I look forward to it. A great big thank you to my very special guest, country star Lindsay L, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up for you this month. I'll be interviewing Miles Goodwin of the band April Wine, Sasha, Wes Mack, Big Rex going to be here, Andrew Hyatt and Justin Hogg, Colin McDonald from the rock band The Trues, roots artist Carissa and New Moon Junction, Katie Topham, Sash Jordan, the UK country artist Katie Hurt, Dustin Collin, Australian country artist Haley Jensen, Rob Fitzgerald, R&B singer and songwriter and producer Carl Morgan, and so many more. You can check out all the podcasts with artist interviews that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out the articles that I write on all the artists that you know and love with the latest new music, videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning in to Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.